Task 4. You and Regina are listening to a podcast about effective learning techniques. Complete the information in the spaces provided as you listen. Please note that for the summary of the podcast, you should use no more than 3 words to complete each gap. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 3 minutes to tidy up your answers.
Hey, Regina. Do you want to listen to the podcast I was telling you about? It's by a professor who works at the University of Hong Kong, and he talks about how students can study effectively.
Sure, let's listen to it.
Okay, here we go.
The primary purpose of students is to learn. Students can significantly increase their ability to learn by being active learners. Learning is actually a very simple process, and it involves only 3 steps. The first step is exposure. Exposure means attending your classes and reading your books. In other words, the learning process begins by exposing you, the learner, to new information. For many students, the exposure step is often mistaken as the only step in the learning process. The fact is, if you expose yourself to new information every day, it is likely that you will forget it over time. Actually, a study revealed that forgetting begins immediately after you listen to a lecture or finish reading an article. In other words, much of what you hear or read in class will be lost within 48 hours if you go home and do nothing. So to enhance learning, you need to take the second step in the learning process. The second step is to actively review and summarize the information learnt. You can create tables that summarize the key ideas learnt and the important facts. Every week you can create a mind map to help you retain the information learnt. You see, we humans have a natural ability to store lots of information, but we do not have the ability to retrieve information if it has not been stored in a meaningful way. So creating mind maps or summary tables helps you store information in a meaningful way. The last step is practice. You can consolidate learning by doing practice exercises or tests. Some students find it easier to study in a study group, where they test each other and solve problems together. Testing and working together help you remember the information learnt and will further your understanding.
Well, that's it. What do you think, Regina?
Well, the professor has made many good points. I found what he said really interesting. I mean, the 3-step approach to effective learning. Sounds logical to me. I might even give it a try.
That is the end of Task 4 and of Part 3A. You now have 3 minutes to complete your answers to Task 4 and to tidy up all your other answers.